All right, warm up your vocal cords. I've got a little test for you, okay?
Already?
Yeah. Can you give me the sound of, say, a cow?
Moo.
Okay.
It was almost like a Sean Connery from the SNL Jeopardy version. When your mom says, moo. Try back.
Kelly, could you give me the sound of a duck?
Quack, quack.
Oh, man, these are very remedial sounds that you're making.
I mean, I'm not a duck, doing my best.
The sound of a dog?
Woof, woof.
Okay, the sound of a cat?
Meow.
All right. Sound of a donkey?
Eeyaw, eeyaw.
All right, now the sound of a seagull.
Mine, 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 mine. That's from Dory. That's my only reference.
I have a feeling you probably wouldn't have been even recalled to the championship round for the seagull calling championship.
Oh, there's a seagull calling championship?
Yeah, it recently took place. They crowned actually a winner. And
wow.
Gotta say...
Oh, wow.
That is...
Oh, that's pro.
That is not a actual seagull, but a human making a seagull noise.
That is impressive.
The squawking seagull enthusiasts, they descended to the 2023 European Gull Screeching Championship.
Wow.
Yeah, it happens there in Belgium, and the competition tries to give humans a better understanding of seagulls because, you know, movies like Finding Nemo and things like that, where they like attack and they're very aggressive birds.
Right.
So yeah, they're like, you know, not all seagulls are like that. So legit, they have a competition where humans dress as seagulls and give their best seagull impression.
They have to come in costume, too.
Well, they don't have
fully
to,
commit.
But some do fully commit from CBS Boston. Yeah.
People in one Belgian town celebrating an underappreciated bird, the seagull. They held a seagull imitation contest to help change the image of the shorebird, best
right.
known for dive bombing you when you're at the beach and stealing your food.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
How many of those YouTube videos have you seen where someone's like, oh, yeah, enjoying a slice of pizza on the
yep.
beach, and all of a sudden...
No, you're not.
Seagull's like, nope, it's mine! I got it!
Contest winner, a man from the Netherlands, says he has a theater background, and he loves... The seagulls. You just go, mine.
See?
Yeah,
see?
She did it
she
too.
Knew. She knew.
that newscaster was like, yeah, that's pretty much my reference is Finding Nemo. Mine,
that's
mine,
it.
Mine, mine,
yep.
mine.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
That's, so,
you know, that is impressive. You know, that's almost maybe confusing for the seagulls in the area. They're probably hearing all that going, oh, is there a meeting we're missing out on? Let's go. That's probably what they think. That sounds legit.
Wow, yeah, I didn't know Carl called a meeting at this time, but man, we should
let's
probably go check it out.
Get everybody, let's go.
Yeah, so Kelly, I don't think, you
I
know.
I would have made it.
I don't think that your future is in animal imitation.
Do you think anybody in that contest did go the route that I did? Mine, 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 mine. No.
I mean, I'd have to think that there that would probably be a part of it. Yeah.
I needed one to at least do that.
I mean, and for the judges to just ignore someone who walked in with a Pixar Disney reference like that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they'd have to at least give him a nod and say, all right, you can at least get to the next round.
I would think so. I mean, just like American Idol sometimes.
Just like American Idol.
Let's bad auditions get through to
right.
the TV version.
Right, right. Because it's just good quality fun right
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. So
I would like to think, yeah. Okay, it's impressive. I mean, but is it like mine, 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 mine? Mm. They're not the same.
Maybe that's also the sound he made the first time he saw a woman naked.
Probably. It's probably 100% accurate.
We'll tweet it out. You can see this entire thing at Ben and Kelly Show. Pretty funny.